Welcome to TSN The Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge, and I'm joined by Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about the headline story of the week on page one of the news section and the sports section. It'll be that way for a long time. The Oscar Pistorius murder trial is what I'm talking about. And Steve, you were the first one, it didn't take you long, to say, O.J. Simpson, here we go again.
It seems like right now like O.J. Simpson on steroids. The way this thing has played out so far, every day it seems there's a new development and they haven't gone to court yet. Like this is going to be hard to believe before it even begins.
Well, it's already bigger in scope because O.J. Simpson, Heisman Trophy winner, great NFL running back, that was an American or maybe North American story. Oscar Pistorius, you covered him, Bruce. He is a world story, and that's why this will be so much bigger.
Well, and also the trial's already stranger. The lead investigator was removed from the case because a long ago charge of attempted murder on seven people when he sprayed a minibus while drunk with a gun was revived the day after he testified in the bail hearing. Not very well, I might add. Pistorius' brother was in court 2 days before him on a manslaughter charge. Pistorius was granted bail, and it sounds like the investigators really mucked up the investigation. This is such a complicated, strange, true crime story that, but Michael's especially right. This is bigger than OJ because Pistorius was an Olympic athlete and a world Olympic athlete. Everybody's watching this. I'm not sure everybody was watching OJ.
Now, there'll be people who say for us sports reporters that this story about Oscar Pistorius ends when he leaves the track and moves to the news section when he walks into court. How much of a sports story is it when a sports figure of his description is charged with murder?
I think it's a news story that people from the sports world will be interested in because they know the name and that's where the name came from and that's why he's popular the way he is. But I think these stories tend to be best covered by the professionals who know the court reporting and know the law and know those things. It doesn't mean there's not a place for the columnists to come in and comment on what's going on, but I think this remains a news story.
Yeah, sending sports writers to cover this trial, I'm going to quote Dan Shaughnessy, then of the Baltimore paper in Baltimore, during National Labor Relations Board's hearings in a baseball labor dispute, he said, sending sports writers to cover the NLRB would have been like sending food editors to cover the Vietnam War. So you want to keep us out of it and send the
pros. But there are people around the world, but particularly in South Africa, who are best to know Oscar Pistorius mm-hmm. in terms of covering him about anything, including this, I guess.
Although this is, again, a reminder that we don't know the people we cover very well. Some people you cover, you get to know. But that takes a long time. There's probably some people in South Africa who think they know Oscar Pistorius very well. But we don't know the people, really, that we're covering in the same way that you'd need to in order to truly understand a story like
and
this.
And we don't understand the South African culture.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting to learn it.
Or the South African law.
Do we know at this point whether this will be a trial on television? Because that's what the O.J. Simpson became must viewing or daily viewing for lots of people, myself included.
Well, there's going to be an appetite for this unlike probably anything since O.J. Because the bail hearing alone, they fit 200 people in a room that was only supposed to fit 90. They live casted just the audio, not the video, but the audio, so everyone could listen to a history of bail in South Africa. I now feel very educated on that.
Well, it ran longer than Roots. I mean, if you're going to provide coverage of that, then I'm guessing the trial is front and center.
Yeah, and if you've ever spent time in a courtroom, and I unfortunately have spent too much of it covering trials and things like that.
Thanks for explaining.
Yeah, I wanted to be clear. So much of what happens is really boring. Mm-hmm. The interesting parts that we see, like in the movies and on television, you know, come in snippets. But so much of what they argue about and what the lawyers banter back and forth and find is really.
But the interest here will be because the defendant is Oscar Pistorius. Prior to the O.J. Simpson trial, there were a lot of people who said he will get preferential treatment because of who he is and what he can afford in terms of a legal defense. We're going to hear the same thing now?
I believe that is true. I believe people will be looking at the prosecution in the same way they once looked at Marcia Clark and to see how they are screwing it up. And there will be simultaneous verdicts. The court of public opinion in the court in South Africa.
But here's the difference. The OJ trial was a jury trial. And if you get into that situation, then you're talking about the public and how they view an athlete and how they view a star and all those kind of things. This is not a jury trial. This is a judge trial. And I think the judge will then interpret the law, we assume, and not weight it necessarily in favor or pro or against celebrity. That's what we would expect. I think there's a lot more chance of getting a fair trial in a judge situation with a celebrity than in a jury situation.
That being said, we don't know enough about South African law and the South African courts and the status of Oscar Pistorius in South Africa, which I think is greatly outstrips OJ. Mm-hmm. This is I don't know what the corollary for this would be, but this is as national a hero as you could probably find on earth. Which makes it troubling because already the judge in the bail hearing went out of his way to point out that not only did the police muck in and out of the evidence crime scene, but they already have gotten fact after fact after fact that were disproven just in testimony in the bail hearing itself. What happens when they get to a trial?
With the fading of Nelson Mandela, Oscar Pistorius has filled that sort of role. Obviously, I don't want to confuse
not quite the same.
Two, yeah. But this is what he has become in the country.
You know, what we don't know, not knowing the judge. And because every judge is different and every judge's sensibilities are different and how they choose to go about things are different. Is this guy a guy? And we know people that are impressed with celebrity and we know people that have no use for celebrity.
Well, and it sounds like he, like everybody else in South Africa, sleeps with a gun, if not a partner or both. And if that's the case, might well understand the defense.
Well, and that's a big difference, and that's a cultural difference that we in North America don't understand. It's a little bit like the American notion that you have to have a gun in your house to protect from intruders, except in South Africa, it's a much more real situation in that there is a lot more property crime, a lot more break-and-enters, a lot more reason. Charles Schwartz, the golfer, said that he sleeps with a gun next to his bed. This is a common thing in South Africa. It's a culture of paranoia.
Here's the difference between the OJ as a trial and this as a trial. We know that Oscar Pistorius shot this woman. Mm-hmm. We know he killed her. What we don't know are the circumstances. In the OJ situation, we did not know, and they were saying they did not do it. So that changes it a bit.
Yeah, but we have gone from, in the court of public opinion, wow, this guy has been nailed to, well, maybe there's some extenuating circumstances.
But, I mean, there were extenuating circumstances in the OJ case, too. And whether he was acquitted or not, there were people who were going to believe forever that he was guilty. And it seems to me that the same is going to hold true for Oscar Pistorius. Right or wrong, some minds have already been made up. Would you agree?
No, I wouldn't agree because I think there's still a little gray area here. What happened? How did it happen? What happened with the cricket bat? What happened with the gun? Why are you shooting through a door?
Improbability doesn't and shouldn't convict you, but improbability is all over his story.
Well, and one thing that has changed today in the papers in South Africa is that Reeva Steenkamp's family, which initially said they had no hate in their heart for Oscar Pistorius and seemed to believe it was an accident, based on information from police, were telling South African newspapers that they believe this is now first-degree murder, that it's something different than what they thought. There are two camps here. There's the Pistorius camp, exemplified by his family, who believe he's innocent. And there's the camp now of Reeva Steenkamp's family, which seems to believe something else.
Well, there are legal experts and there are sports experts. We may be neither, but that's our take on the Oscar Pistorius trial before it even begins.